I have to say, Mr. Moore, I'm very impressed, and I don't use those words lightly.
Madeline Rossi, the legendary editor-in-chief of The Traveller, looked over her desk at me and fixed me with a smile that was both terrifying and impressive.
Your piece on ecotourism and conservation in Sri Lanka was beautifully written. I think our readers will enjoy it.
Thanks, I said, trying not to appear as nervous as I felt. I still wasn't over the fact that I'd managed to land a full-time staff writer position with one of the most prestigious travel magazines in the world. I'd been reading The Traveller since I was 15 and dreaming of faraway places. To now be contributing was a dream come true, and one I desperately didn't want to mess up. I'm glad you liked it. I really wanted to bring some nuance to the piece. I think it's important for our readers to be aware of these things, as long as we don't sound too preachy. The local community knows the issues they face better than I do, and I wanted to make sure I brought their voices through. I wasn't sure it was the right choice of words or whether I'd be able to get my point across without sounding like an ass. But Madeline nodded and looked down at the spread laid out across the desk.
Indeed.
I wondered if she was going to say any more, or if that meant I was dismissed.
So what are you going to write next?
Well, I have a piece to finish on the Seychelles, but I'm still discussing options with Marcus. Marcus was my direct manager, and I'd known him for several years before I'd started working at The Traveller. He was the one who first helped me get my foot in the door with some freelance work, and he was also the one who'd encouraged me to apply for the staff writer position when it had opened last summer. I owed him a lot, but luckily, he was one of the nicest and most genuine men I'd ever met.
What are the options?
Madeline sat back in her chair, and it felt like I was being interrogated. I took a sip from the glass of lemon water I'd been offered when I'd first arrived for our meeting, using it to buy myself a second to gather my thoughts. I'd been bouncing a variety of ideas around with Marcus for weeks, but at that moment, one in particular stuck out. Marcus hadn't been convinced Madeline would go for it, but it was now or never. Ideally, I'd love to do a series focusing on LGBTQ+ holidays, specifically resorts and destinations that welcome LGBTQ+ couples. While straight-presenting couples have the world as their oyster, same-sex couples have to put so much more thought and work into their travel, because if they don't, their lives could be at risk. I'd love to showcase some destinations where they can feel welcome and experience the holiday of their dreams, especially if it's a romantic trip or a honeymoon. I've seen so many articles about luxury honeymoon destinations and packages, but most of them aren't suitable for queer couples. Madeline hadn't cut me off yet. In fact, there was something resembling a smile curling the edge of her lips. I'd come this far, so I decided to continue, laying everything out on the metaphorical table and hoping I could reach any kind of warmth that lurked under her icy exterior. A lot of my family, myself included, come under the rainbow umbrella, and several of them are starting to settle down. I hate the idea of them not knowing where they can go or what they can do if they want to go away together. And while a lot of travel agencies now offer LGBTQ-safe packages, I'd really love to see it celebrated. The Traveller is the leading travel brand in the world. Think about what a piece like this would say to our readers, or at least our UK readers. Many likely have queer friends or family or are queer themselves, and I want to show them the beautiful parts of the world where we can be who we are, where we don't have to hide our love and worry that even looking at our other half could end our holiday before it's even begun. I want to showcase the best hotels and the best destinations vetted by us and put queer travellers at the heart of the piece. The Traveller is a brand people trust, and I want it to represent all our readers, not just a select few. Now that I'd said it all, I wondered if I'd gone too far. I'd always been out at work as far as was possible, but I'd never shouted about my queerness from the rooftops. For a lot of my travel, I'd never mentioned it because, as I'd just told Madeline, it wasn't safe. I was lucky in a horrible way that I was masculine presenting and nobody ever questioned my sexuality if I didn't mention it. I brushed off comments about having a wife or a girlfriend by saying I was too busy, and because I was a man, people accepted it without question.
I think, said Madeline, that sounds like an excellent idea.